Hello, this is the Hot Jello Podcast. The 27th of May is recognized worldwide as Children's Day, and I don't have any children, so fuck them kids. Look, yeah, I was just joking. I thought it would be so much fun if I could do something for Children's Day and bring content on that. But getting content around that subject matter brought me to a place in Nigerian music that warms my heart like very few others can. The closest essence to children or childhood and the subject matter of it is, to me, motherhood. It's a very personal essence for me too, so I would say today's discourse is kind of biased in favor of mothers over, say, fathers and all of that. So if you perceive today's episode as so, please forgive me, because I think I admire mothers for all of their sacrifice and dedication to their children's lives than their fatherly hard work and all of that stuff. So without further ado, today's episode we'll be looking at 10 Nigerian songs that eulogize motherhood as an essence in itself than, say, it's related to childhood in some way, but on its standing, it's appreciating motherhood for what it is to childhood. Because would I rate, yes, I would rate motherhood over childhood, because motherhood is a decision any idiot can get. In fact, every idiot in this world was born by somebody. So it doesn't take too much to be born, but it takes quite a lot to be a mother. So as at Tuesday, when I was thinking of this stuff, I think I biased my list in favor of motherhood and childhood, and I'm glad that I did. So let's get into today's episode without going further into what I consider motherhood and all of that. I'm no expert in that topic, because I'm still a virgin, please. Number 10 song on this list for me is Shantizu's Abiamo. This song is reminiscent of what Shantizu sounded like when he first started under his first label imprint. I can't recall the name. And his initial collaborations with D-Tunes. It's a plucky, innocent tune, a very good vibration feel about it. I think songs with these Nigerian artists always sound sincere when they talk about family, say their wives, their mothers. Okay, when it comes to wives, I'd remove Nice from that list, because Nice is one kind of a person. And Two-Face too. But we understand they can love wholeheartedly, Nigerian artists, and I appreciate them for that. So, talking about Shantizu's Abiamo, I like how genuine he sounds on the tune. I think the lyrics are kind of lazy, but it falls well into the overall musicality of being a song from a child to their mother. It's very innocent, not too much thought put into it, just gratitude and appreciation for mother. It's not a complex song, and every pronunciation, even those in Yoruba, is distinct to the hearing of the listener. It's the kind of song to play for mothers on their special days, just to get the groove on, you know, the kind of setting. Shantizu's Abiamo, man. I think that song is the top 10 for me on motherhood list, because I was flirting with Adekunle's Mama and Shantizu's Abiamo, and I think I went for Shantizu's Abiamo just because of a nostalgic feeling that he gave to me as at the time when it was released. You know, I used to listen to Shantizu a lot around that time, and you should listen to it too on Children's Day to remind yourselves that motherly sacrifices are what makes our burdens 10 times easier, and our sacrifices will be 10 times harder if it were not for our mothers in our lives. Number 9 song for me on this list would be Oga Network's Hello Mommy. Anybody who has a decoder in their house and has tuned to MTV Biz at any time over the last 2 years would have heard this song. Ogan Networks, hello mommy. The first time I heard a network song was when he released that jam he titled them Story. Now Story, you define it was very catchy. Network, I think Network is a very fascinating artist. He has a way of drawing you into his art with his delivery and performance method. I think the fact that his songs are sung in that raw pidgin with lingo here and there helps connect his listeners to his method and his artistry. As with that, his story song, so with Hello Mommy, he tells the story of his artistic persona's journey into a world fueled by vices such as drug addiction and prostitution soliciting. He's a wanderer of some sort, according to his telling, and now he needs his mother like we all do when we sense we are falling too far into the into danger and far from the morals that are essential to our personalities. He records in a very raspy and raw way, and his performance sells this song to me too. So if I'm going to be honest, I think this song is perfect where it is on the list. As I mentioned before, the sincerity of Nigerian artists when they sing about family is near unmatched to anything I've listened to. The song is well engineered too, so the melodic strong of the guitar doesn't shadow his lyricism and the truth of his telling. He doesn't sound desperate, even though you could tell from the performance that his mother's attention is needed. And I think this chalks up to the honesty I was talking about when Nigerian artists sing about family. No mother would wait until their child is desperate before they move in to help. All they would need is to notice that the child is in distress or the child is straying, and the mother would literally fly to you as a savior. The song is a monologue of sorts, dwelling on the phone conversation theme, and the mother's voice, although it never comes back, but I think it's beautiful that way because we know if she ever spoke, the song would be over in like seconds. You know, mothers now. Where are you? Okay, I'm coming. Don't go anywhere. Wait for me there. I'm coming. All that kind of stuff. And shout out to mothers, man. The truest heroes who have ever walked this earth. Number 8 song for me on this list on motherhood would be Lil Keshi's Ishe. Okay, very few artists in Nigerian music history received the amount of buzz Lil Kesh got from the word go under YBNL. His debut has to be among the best years ever of any Nigerian music artist history. He was young and getting it in every meaning of the phrase. I mean, and who better to receive the accolades for such success than the woman in his life at the time he was at that stage, the one he could trust most, his mother. Mother sees us at our worst, and on the days you feel like another wreck, there's hardly any person you would want to run to than your mother. And I think it's all sacrifice, to be honest, because they don't have to do it, but they do anyway. And Lekesh captures these sacrifices in his lyricism. The music is upbeat, a Konto kind of song, so you would most likely bust a move as you listen to the song. But when you sit down and listen, it's actually a beautiful tale of a motherly sacrifice. All those times when mothers would sleep on empty stomachs so that children can eat, and all those times they have to be up by 4 a.m. to prepare food for you and bathing water and all of that stuff so you can go to school early. They don't have to do it, but it's motherly sacrifice. What can I say? And Lucas solved this song to perfection, and I love how he ended the story with putting his mother on things when it finally came to time to repay back. I don't think anything repays for motherly sacrifice, but it does put a smile on the face to know that mothers get something for all of their stress and their troubles. At number 7, I'd say Yemi Alade featuring Iyanya, Celeb Obo, Tekno, and Olamide on Mama Oyoyo. Sometimes I forget the fact that Nigerian music has significantly grown slower in tempo. People like Joe Boy, Omalay, Fireboy, Rema, and all that. Most of our party songs these days are very slow, if you haven't noticed, compared to what we usually had to vibe to in times past. It's even easier to forget that Congolese Makossa once influenced a generation of Nigerian music. There were days when you danced till your limbs were burnt out from exhaustion and you were all sweaty and stuff. I don't think it goes on like that anymore. I mean, of course, many mothers can't dance that fast as age has gotten on them, but it was something to see at that time when the song came out, you know. It's such a feel-good song, interpolating nursery rhymes and the simple sing-along lyricism to catch a young audience and their mothers. Mama, oh, yo, yo, I am, I like that song very much. And I think everybody should listen to it too if they have the chance to with their mothers. And from Yan Yan's crooning to Celebaba's outro, none of the artists dropped the ball for me, except you were thrown from the skies at burst. I don't think any artist will drop the ball on such a song that eulogizes mothers. Every artist on the song sang beautiful things of their motherly figure, and most people can relate to what they said through each bar, each lyric, and every word, every breath on the song. Every input is as distinct as they were from each other, but that singular thread of motherly, benign actions when children are at their most vulnerable ran through all of it. It's a beautiful nostalgic song for all of those who have grown into adults and balk at the fact that we were once at the mercy of someone other than ourselves. So next time you see your mother, give her a big hug and play this song at least twice on rotation so that, you know. Number six song for me on this list would be Twobaba's Unconditional Love. Except you're a big, big Twobaba fan, you won't understand why he's regarded as a legend as at when he was. I think Twobaba was a legend after his first two albums. There was hardly anybody who was touching his garments during the first 10 years of this millennium, and it's not too difficult to know why he is regarded as one of the earliest legends of this millennium if you listen to Twobaba. This song is one of those songs that would slip through the cracks of our collective music consciousness because not too many people know about this song. But Twobaba packs so much emotions in his performances that every word is easy to believe, especially when he sings about family and love and affection and all that stuff. When I hear this song, I always want to close my eyes in a dark room and bask in the glory of the music. One of the Nigerian musicians that can truly sing Twobaba is on a strata of his own when it comes to how to sing and use words and vibrations to get his meaning across. He does justice on every track, and this is an example of why his musical prowess is highly regarded among his peers. And make no mistakes, I think we are currently in one of our best ever eras in Nigerian music history, but I think too many of these songs nowadays follow formats too much. Maybe that's just me, because I feel like these days we have too much chingom music, and once a formula is found, everybody latches to it and they all draw from its sweetness until there's nothing to eat, and they move to something else that somebody else has found out again. It's just like bubblegum, you just have it in your mouth and chew and chew and chew and throw it out without even swallowing. There's no digesting the music. I don't think that's how to enjoy music. And I appreciate the fact that Twobaba is nothing like that, and we have songs like this as proof of his versatility, and things like this that set him apart from other artists. And if you ever feel like you want to give a shout out to your mother and you don't know what song to play, this is the song for you. Give the song a listen and enjoy beautiful music as it should be made. Number five song for me on this list is Jesse King's Mommy. Not many people know this song. I believe if some things had gone differently in my life, I wouldn't have known this song. This song is a moment in my life, if there's any such a thing like that. I recall there was a time when we moved to a cartoon in the early 2000s. That was when I heard this song for the first time. It's sung entirely in Yoruba, so many people would rank it lower on their list. But for someone with such nostalgic attachments to this song, it's such a perfect place that it is on this list. This song came at such a time when nightlife performances were a thing, and it reflects African musicality with all of the pomp of live action music and big band productions. Most of us, I believe, will be familiar with the sample of the chorus in the viral Christian song, "We Now." Yeah. That sample was gotten from this song. Yep, exactly. It's a personal story of mine, how I encountered this song, and oftentimes it hops into my consciousness and I smile, that kind of thing. But I'm thankful that I have this platform to share this song with people who would otherwise have not heard of it. And I only have beautiful things to say of this song, even though they are locked in my memory, and it's a place nobody would ever reach. So I'd suggest it if you have no problem with vibrating to Yoruba culture and vibes that eulogize mothers in their music. So number four on this list for me would be Wizkid's Mommy Me. This song, in my opinion, is one of Wizkid's best songs. There is a why. Why I think this is one of Wizkid's best songs, I'm talking about Golden Era Wizkid. That is the truest version of Wizkid that I know. When he sounds energetic and powerful, I can't tell why he never performed this song or why he never plays it out when he's listening out the song. Maybe because of the rift with EME and all of that. But there's no taking away from the fact that Wizkid loves his mother, and from everything he does for his family, you can perceive how much he loves family and how much he appreciates his mother in his life. I in a way, I think if you want to hear Wizkid without the Caribbean persona on his sound, this song is one of his earliest authentic sound. Something like For Lake Bakuruma, that kind of Wizkid. This is one of those songs where he goes full authentic African Wizkid on everybody. And this is not taken away from the fact that his Caribbean persona somehow aided his growth to cater to the international market, which I totally understand as a business decision. But this is African Starboy singing for his mother, and I am so glad he made this song one. The production on the song is top-notch. Shout out to Spells and the engineers who worked on this great song. It's the perfect song to play for your mother 365 of the 356 days of the year. The energy is infectious, and I'm sure a TikTok trend can rebirth this song so it gets the true appreciation it deserves. Wizkid is such a treasure trove when it comes to artistry, and 10 years is a lifetime of an artistic prime. The nigga talked his talk, and I'm glad we witnessed that era of Wizkid. So, and I think he should sample his old songs on his new songs, because there's so much to dig about Wizkid and his old songs. So if you're feeling like you want to dance out with Wizkid and you're a big Wizkid fan and all of that stuff, you should probably play Mommy Me and get your groove on and remember your mother than the fact that you are a child. So that's so much for Children's Day. Number three song for me on this list is Flavor featuring Chidinma, Mama. Flavor underwent one of the best artistic transformations of any Nigerian artist I know. I mean, this man's breakout song was Ashawo, and that song was immediately banned before it even came out, so there's no... And here we have him on a ballad about the beauty of motherhood. Ballad era Flavor gave us some of the best gems. We have Ada Ada, Golibi, and I hate how Golibi on the sideline this song, this Mama song, because it's a beautiful song that should have gotten more audience than it did at the time it was released. And the fact that he featured Sister Chidinma of Christ, as she is now, is one of the facts that attached me to the music, because everybody I knew back in the day had a crush on Chidinma. Before there was Simi singing like a nightingale, there was Chidinma, and of course Chidinma does what Chidinma does, and you know how it goes. Oftentimes with big artists and coming together on a song, there is this pressure to perform, and sometimes it's too much on artistic compatibility, and this song sometimes falls short of high expectations. This is one of such songs that did not fall short of any expectations, because nobody even expected it. And the subject matter was relatable. The fact that they complemented each other well on this song, despite the subject matter, made people think they were an item at the time. And if there ever was a Nigerian love song to mothers, this is the song, and I think it should be on everybody's playlist on motherhood songs, you know. Number two on this list for me would be Asha's So Beautiful. My song, my jam. I was on Twitter some time ago when somebody mentioned that Christian music is basically a bunch of people singing R&B for Jesus. Then somebody else mentioned that it would be a good idea if we made worship songs for people too. I guess she's African American and she hasn't heard of Usher. I heard this song many times over the years and it didn't do anything to me until one very good day back in the university at a friend's place when I actually paid attention to the song. I won't tell you how I got to pay attention to the song because that day I was off my rockers. You know what people usually do when they want to stay still, and I was blown away when I heard this song. I didn't listen. For the first time I heard this song. This song reads like poetry. You know, it's sung with such conviction that I cannot even disagree that indeed there is no God like a mother. Because that's the lyric of the song, there is no God like a mother. I don't know about anybody else's life experience, but if I'm going to be honest, if any supreme deity has ever shown its hand in my life, it had taken the shape of my mother, because I've never felt any impact of anything as much as I have my mother, you know. And this song is worshipful of mothers and their divinity, so I could relate to it better than I could to most songs on motherhood. I mean, we're literally nothing without our mothers in our lives, and they are like the funnels that transfer us from inexistence to consciousness. Mothers are literally the creators of life. And if you can't see it, I can't help you, because, of course, the song always gives me goosebumps. And in fact, anything Asha sings brings tears to my eyes. And when she sings like this, with so much poetic conviction, put yourself in perspective and you'll understand why this song should never leave your phone if you love your mother. Wherever you are in this world, as long as you listen to What You Love, this episode, play this song till your battery runs out on Children's Day. I don't care how old I am, I'm still my mother's baby, and there's nothing I can place above my mother if I'm going to be honest. And Asha's song is forever going to be on my phone and on whatever device I have, and So Beautiful is a song with a special place in my heart. Number one song on this list. There can only be one number one song. I made up my mind to only review songs from this millennium, but some way somehow I could not resist the temptation of Prince Nico Mbaga's Sweet Mother. This song is more popular than the Nigerian national anthem. The song had more cover than that. People even forgot who originally sang the song, and I think a certain Tina something sang a version of the song that went viral at the time, before viral was even a word. This song was a viral moment in Nigerian music industry, and I don't have much to say about the song. If you haven't heard the song, I believe you have heard the song, so I'm not going to say much about the song. So if you love your mother on Children's Day, Sweet Mother, I know go forget you. Put that song on repeat, play that song, enjoy yourself for Children's Day, think about your mother, your father, and your loved ones that make childhood, or that made your childhood what it was. And enjoy the glory of being that. So that's the content for today's episode. And if you enjoyed today's episode, check back next week for another episode. Something I have been trying to do for some time now, I'll be doing next week. So I'd keep it a secret still. I won't spill the beans. So enjoy your weekend and enjoy Hot Jollof for all that it is worth. And I'll see you guys next week. And of course, if you have any sponsorship ideas, any way you think the show can get to more people, promotion of your products and all of that stuff, you can hit us up on, you know where to hit us up. If you don't know where to hit us up, just send a message and we'll respond. So thank you very much for listening to Hot Jollof podcast today. I'll see you guys same time next week. Bye.